is the key for a peaceful future in Mosul. After 3 years under ISIS control, that Iraqi city has been liberated. Secretary of State Tillerson called it a crucial milestone. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. In the heart of Reading, Ground Zero, the very center of downtown Reading.
You know, that could be taken two different ways.
There you go. Ground Zero. Here we are, ready to rock another day forward. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 11th of July. And we are just a happy group. I think, you know, Linda is on – Linda right now is trotting down one of the river trails with her friend Bertha. They are on the move. Yes, they are.
They're actually taking to the river trail.
Oh, they're on the river trail there. Yeah.
I assume they are taking precautions.
Well, they brought Elk Killer. No, they didn't. You know, I'll tell you why they didn't bring Elk Killer. Elk Killer's not in shape for what these two girls do.
Yeah.
They take off, and it's like a they move quick.
Well, any miscreant who confronts them will get the shoulder. So.
Now, they'll give them the shoulder, that's for sure. But here's the other thing, too, is – you know, as much as we say about that, how many thousands of people walk down that trail every week and nothing
perception
happens?
Perception is everything.
Perception's everything. That doesn't mean it can't happen, but you shouldn't. You know, I mean, you should take precautions. There's two girls together. They're both in good shape. You know, they can – I mean, it's not like – first of all, you just don't want to come at Linda.
Yeah.
Linda will take your eyes and other parts of your body that you just don't want. She's been trained and she is good. You know, every so often we work out. And I mean, I can't punch her and I can't put a hold on her, put bruises on her because I don't want to hurt her and, you know, and, or anything like that. But try to fight somebody that is just, I mean, they're strong and they know what they're doing. But, and you can't really fight back. You just sit there and I cover my face up and hope she doesn't pummel me.
But, you know, one way to look at it is like your time in Fallujah. Yes, it was a dangerous place. Statistically speaking, though, your odds of coming back relatively unscathed were pretty good.
You know what? And you can tell yourself that. And it's true. I mean, but you have to,
but
you have
you're
to
still
live by you have to
live.
No, no, the, until you know you shut the door on the Humvee that goes around the corner literally and just explodes and it's like, oh
yeah.
Anyway, but Linda's out there with Bertha and they're trotting down the trail. So good morning, everybody. We're going to hit the phones are already ringing and we're going to start talking about the weather and all these other things. Doug Wright's coming by to tell us how to keep out of jail or try to legally. As opposed to, in your businesses. And I want to talk to Doug Wright too, as I'm going to peel off that lawyer, portion. I want to talk to him about what's going on. Doug threw his hat in the ring to run for office, a couple of years ago, you know, for Congress. But he is pretty adept at being able to explain what he sees going on here in town. Okay.
How about some weather while you read that? Currently at Reading, 74 degrees. Temperature will rise to right around the 100-degree mark. Positively balmy today compared to days past.
It's only 101 today?
We're only going to get to right around 100. However, we start ramping back up. The forecasts have actually backed off a little bit. We were looking at 107 for the weekend. Now it's backed off to a mere 103 degrees.
I thought it was going to be like 107 on Sunday or something like that.
The models have actually backed off on that. Still going to be toasty, but Depending on who you ask, Weather Service says Saturday 107, but Dark Sky, which uses a different model, says 103. Once you get past 100, it's sort of a
point. Oh, yeah, you can, I can stand out there, Bad Bob, on the concrete, and we'll say, oh, do you think it's 103 or 107?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, all right. The weather's always brought to you, though, by Shasta Gas Propane right there in Anderson, locally owned, a veteran-owned company. Chuck and Judy Kinney, great people, won awards for hiring veterans. And you know what? I love to see that. I'd love everybody to hire a veteran. And because the veterans' unemployment rate just went back up over the past couple of months. But give them a call, 365-3792. Sorry. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3792. Okay. No. That's a
9-3.
It is.
We've been saying it for,
I've only been saying
now that
it for
we've confused
years.
The audience.
Okay, start all over again. 3-6. Okay, you do it.
365-3793.
You got it.
That's an announcer voice.
Let's just go to Jake. Jake's got some things. Okay, Jake, what you got? Well, let's try again. Jake, what you got?
Hey, how's it going, Carl?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing well. First off, I was glad to hear that Linda's out on the trail. That's very good to hear. We got to go out there and use that thing. And like you said, thousands of people use that thing.
It is. You know what? And sometimes we talk about safety and all that, but those trails are beautiful, and there are so many people that use it. Yes, there are problems. The only thing that I would like is to make, is that there would be a way that there's somebody kind of going through there on a regular basis.
Yeah, it sounds like that's part of Captain Roger Moore, what he had mentioned to us recently at the chamber, was that they would be doing some more bike patrols and perhaps some motorbike patrolling of the river trail in downtown Reading. I wanted to mention a couple of things real quick, if I could. This morning, the Chamber of Commerce is pleased to be hosting a greeters and ribbon cutting at the brand new location of Cornerstone Community Bank on the corner of South and California today.
It is.
Pretty exciting to see that investment continue in our downtown core. And then this evening from 5 to 7 at the downtown atrium, the chamber is hosting with Viva Downtown, RPD and REU and the mayor and Michelle Godert and others and Neighborhood Watch with Terry Moravec, this Light Up Downtown initiative, which is talking about a larger discussion around crime prevention through environmental design. So it's we're not talking about the deficits in our community tonight. We're talking about what a private business person proactively can do to improve the environment of safety in their at their place of business. Because people are shopping in places where they feel safe.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, we've got Jake Mangus on, who, of course, heads up the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Is doing a great job, by the way, Jake, and in my opinion and many others. Now, part of the environmental thing is just sometimes it's as simple, when you're talking about keeping places safe, is trimming your shrubs, just so you can see into the place. What are some of the other ideas?
Well, the other stuff, you're right on target, and I'm seeing a lot of the stuff pop up on Facebook over the last couple of weeks, businesses making these moves, but it's disarming the external outlets, improving the LED lighting around your building, and Reading Electric Utility provides rebates and incentives that offset the costs of upgrading to higher efficiency LED, disarming the water spigot that's on the outside of the building. We're talking about all of those types of things, as well as what neighborhoods of businesses can do to leverage their resources and maybe share in private security that makes a pass one time during the night, surveillance, all those things that really, it is an investment, but what we've heard anecdotally is that it's well worth the investment, not an exorbitant amount of money, and you can get some great results.
Well, let me just
we're going to hear some of those stories tonight.
Yeah. Well, I can just tell you when I moved here, I just I'd come out of a combat area and was kind of I always like to know what's out in the dark. And one of the things we did, which was not that expensive, was put in sensor lights. And you put in the LED sensor lights, and as people go by, those lights come on. And they last a long time. They don't cost that much.
Oh, yeah. The LED lights draw 20 watts.
Yeah. And so now you've got light out where before you didn't have light. And it's simple to do. It doesn't run all night. I think businesses could do that so they'd have a lot more light around them, or houses. You know, I recommend this to everybody's, but just have so they people that want to walk on your property, let it light up for them.
Correct. And I guess the big point for us is that it's called the Light Up Downtown Initiative because RU is focusing on downtown and switching out their the former lighting for the higher efficiency LEDs. They're also identifying dark areas within the downtown where infrastructure exists. And it's dark, and they can just add a light to a pole and improve the lighting in the neighborhood. But this is something that applies across the city, and like you said, for residences as well. We've got some great links to information on the Reading Chamber website, and if you want more information about tonight's event, you can visit our Facebook page, or just show up at the downtown atrium at 5 o'clock, meet some of the exhibitors that are representing industries that are related to environmental design. They're chamber member businesses that can give you all the information you need to make this possible at your location.
Great. Now, when you a question coming in said about disarming spigots and outside electrical outlets, what you're doing is you're just turning off the water and you're turning off the power out there. That keeps from people from coming up and using your water and your power to recharge things. So they'll move on to someplace else.
Yeah, correct. Don Hoff Jr. at the Quick and Clean Car Wash gave me a tour of his property downtown a couple months ago, and he showed me on his breaker box how he just has to switch one of the breakers off, and it disarms the external outlets. And then he's kept the LED lights on perpetually, basically, and it's cost him less than it once was for him to run, you know, a different type of lighting. You know, fewer hours during the day. So he's had great results.
Yeah, and by the way, just for everybody, is Rob Pelletti had a town hall meeting about crime prevention by environmental design back in 2014. It's taken us a while, but we're getting there.
That's right. You know, it's not a cure-all by any means, but in this time when we talk about what we don't have, it really is a great feeling, I think, for the business person to know here are some quick ways that you can help yourself, and that's kind of what we're all about up here in Reading.
Well, now it's become we think of ourselves as responsible, self-reliant people. We need to do that because the government can't do it. I mean, let's just say it. I don't mean that in a bad sense. We all know why, but the government can't do it. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to stop expecting them to step in and do everything. They can't.
That's right. Well, thanks for letting me call in, and
hey,
I appreciate your support of the Chamber and having our businesses spotlighted like you've been doing. That's been wonderful.
Oh, we love that. You know, new businesses, that's what we are, community radio. You know, that we try to provide that platform for new businesses to come here and for people to know what's out there. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
Yep. Okay, have a great day.
You too. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and I'm going to try and kill the bug that's flying around me.
Get him, Colonel!
Service spas are most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
One more time. One more time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 from the center of River City, down here on Market Street, where all the changing is going to happen. By the way, we have been designated as a special area for the arts here. Did you read about that?
I did not hear of it. Yeah. Well, we're right Deborah across from the old city hall.
Well, Deborah Lucero, her pushing us through. So we're in a, we've been designated a cultural center right here, and it's downtown. It's up around Turtle Bay in that area along the river. I mean, this is a big thing. This means is that, you know, certain funding will come available. People will come when it's been designated as a cultural and arts center, as it has been. I think it's great. Deborah Lucero, we got to have her on.
Again.
She can talk about how this happened. But, you know, this is, I mean, you know, McConnell Foundation got into it. Of course, the city got into it. But Deborah Lucero is the pusher behind it.
Deborah, no relation Lucero.
No relation to the other Lucero. That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Firearms. Locally owned, a father.
Oh, boy.
Gosh. Husband-wife team here, John and Sarah. Have built this business and done an outstanding job in that. Before we go and buy our guns, if we have, you know, when we get ready to buy a gun, we go down and see John Bastiani. Customer service is outstanding. They've got every type of gun, brands of ammo, shooting accessories, and Seth Stokes teaching CCW and hunter safety. One stop shopping at Northern Firearms Instruction. Good people down there. 2539 on Larkspur. Okay. 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's only 72 degrees going up to that. And you know what? We just talked about, you know, safety and what you can do. Now, there was a burglary out on Riverside Drive. And this has got to be the strangest burglary you've ever had. You know how some people have cameras, security cameras outside.
They're pretty cheap now, too.
And security cameras inside. We have friends who have security cameras outside. And she calls it her kitty cat cam. So when she travels, she can... She's got cameras through the house that, so she can tell if the cats are okay. And she, you never so often you catch them wandering. She really, one time we were traveling, it was a couple of days, she hadn't seen the cats. Well, they were, you know, they sleep in different areas, but then she got a spot, you know, on them. So there's a burglary out on Riverside Drive. Now this guy comes into the house, breaks into the house. They've got – the owner has the cameras, and he gets alerted if there's somebody in the house. So he's watching the guy walk through the house stealing things. They're calling the cops, calling the sheriff. On Riverside, I think he's in the county, depending on where they are out there. Yeah. Depending on where they are out there. And then a neighbor's taking photos of the car. Well – the guy walks out, you know, he's got a black hat on his head, and he's got something wrapped around his face. So you can, I mean, you're not going to identify him. And then they run the car. Well, the car, this was yesterday, that was the 10th. On the 9th, the car was stolen from another place in town. He takes the car, goes over, steals, you know, stuff out of the place where he stole the car, And then he steals a place out of the Riverside. Now, I don't know how long he was in there, but I would imagine he's not in there a long time because there's a, you know, there's a, you know, alarms going off and all this. But he steals a pistol and other stuff. He walks out with a like a pillowcase full of stuff. First of all, it's brazen. But the other thing is, you've at that point, what can you do to protect your house except put the closet monkey in? That's right, the dreaded closet monkey. What do you mean by that? What's the closet monkey? All right. As people know, chimpanzees are incredibly strong, and they can be taught to become fierce. So you have a closet monkey. It's come from the trunk monkey idea that I saw once on a commercial where a guy was stealing a car, and the trunk monkey came out and proceeded to beat him up and throw him off a bridge. I can't remember what the company was, but they were advertising. I remember the trunk
monkey.
Sounds
like a Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so now you have a closet monkey. So now you can say this person's inside your house. You push the button. The closet monkey comes out and whips them.
Kind of like a police car with the button that they release the dog.
Yeah, release the dog. No, you release the closet monkey. The closet chimp will come out there and just wail on this person. And then go back, you know, the guy's there. He might even, like, you know, like tie him up or drop him into the swimming pool. I'm not sure. But then the closet monkey goes back in the closet and just waits. He's ready.
Takes a banana break.
I'm just wondering, is how we train the closet monkeys. And two, how much we should sell them for. That way, if anybody breaks in your house, closet monkey comes out, protects your house. Some people would just use a dog. Now, here's the time when if you had a dog in the house and you were gone.
And it doesn't have to be a slathering Rottweiler either.
It would help, though. But any dog that starts barking, because you would think that the guy, you know, the guy goes, I'm not sure I'm going to go into a place where there's a dog that sounds bigger. Because I might be just the one, you know, he might be just that one dog that's going to take me off at the knee.
Mocha starts barking. She grows to twice her size, I swear.
Elk killer. You know what? Here's the thing about elk killer. She's highly trained. Mr. Armstrong trained her. I mean, this is deadly. The dog doesn't bark. The dog waits. She waits with her katana, samurai sword. It's a little one because she's not big. You walk through that door, that's it. She hamstrings you and gets you on the ground, and then it's all over. Oh, well. But she does bark a lot.
You can kind of train them like a Monty Python rabbit thing.
There you go. The one that goes, the one goes for the throat. Anyway, but what I'm saying here is that it's like Jake said, you've got to take care of yourself, but then you've got burglars that are obviously kind of professional, or at least they watch a lot of TV, steal a car someplace, use the car for another job, dump the car after you've gotten it. So, you know, the big thing then is what do? Is you make sure you've got secure doors and now do you have to buy a dog or something like that? It just starts barking. Once they get to like a proximity thing, you know, there's a fake dog in there barking. Is that enough? I don't know.
But how long before some soccer mom going into mama bear mode takes one of these guys down and then she's in trouble?
Well, let me tell you, since I teach that part of the class for carrying a gun, if soccer mom is in her house and a guy comes in her house, she has every right under the Castle Doctrine to protect herself.
If this guy comes in,
and she sees him, and she's armed, and he turns around and leaves. She's not going to shoot him for that. But he comes in and he starts coming for her. If she feels like her life's threatened at all, or her children's lives are threatened, she can take appropriate level of action to protect herself, up to the point where it's no longer a threat. So if the person sees her, turns around and runs out, you can't lead him and then shoot him as he's running across the yard. No, you can't chase him outside and shoot him in the yard. You can't do that. But if she is under, and I'm not a lawyer here, but I'm just telling you about on the parts here. So if you've got a question, you ought to talk to the sheriff. But for sure, the one thing is that if they've entered your house, you have the right to protect yourself up to the point where they are no longer a danger to you. So anyway, we're going to take a break here. We're going to get back on time because there's a lot of things that are happening. Burglary on Riverside. I'm going to talk about something that's happened. I need to talk some more about Charlie Gard, this little baby. and something that's going on right now in the UK. You're saying, why does that affect us? Well, I'm going to tell you why it affects us, because I just can't imagine what this family, this mother and father, are going through. I just can't imagine. Then we're going to talk about, of course, the dens of iniquity, the houses in Reading that were raided by SWAT and, you know, state police and probably the FBI all came in to the ankle massage.
There is a house in Reading downtown. They call the sorry.
Well, the fact that you were singing is a little scary. But you're right. 7:30 here on the 11th of July. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hey, Carl, I'm looking for a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Awesome. What are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
Thanks. I'll go try it today.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown River City. 530-605-4567 is our number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 74 degrees right now in the studios of KCNR1460. It's going up to 101 today, so it's not going to be too bad for those people that are going to be out there working in the sun, as some of us do after the shows. The rest of the week is also going to be in the hundreds and into the weekend and maybe, you know, of course, next week. Weather Report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. You're not going to find a better in-home health care business, company, people that care about your people than Home Helpers. Business of the year, business person of the year, best in the North State, all of these things. Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350. Hey, on the phone, we have David Hadley. Now, David Hadley is a man that that you have to admire for grit and determination. He is a Republican running for governor. Good morning there, David Hadley.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
I tell you, I have to ask. Well, first of all, let's talk about who David Hadley is.
Sure. So I live down in the southern part of the state. I live in the South Bay of Los Angeles, just south of LAX. I am a very lucky Californian, born and raised in Orange County. I live in L.A. I've been married 25 years. Last month, Suzanne and I celebrated our 25th anniversary. We have four kids, 22 through 16. We have three daughters in high school and college, and we have a 22-year-old son who graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point 6 weeks ago and is a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army. I am a small business person. I started my own small business 18 years ago. We help growing companies raise funding to expand their businesses, and we help business owners sell their companies when they're ready to retire. And then on the political front, I'm not a career politician. I haven't done this for most of my life. But I did represent my region of Los Angeles in the California State Assembly, in the state legislature, until last December. And what I learned is that California desperately needs some change, and I've been close enough to Sacramento and the legislature to understand some of the biggest challenges and problems, but I've spent most of my life in the real world the way most Californians have.
Well, okay. The Southern California has a tendency to make all the decisions for everybody in Northern California without the people from Northern California really having a say about what goes on in their government. Even though we have representatives, it's one for the 12 counties up here.
Yep.
Do you, what as governor, what could you do about that?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, we just have to elect better representatives. When I was in the state assembly representing my region of L.A., I was the only Republican in either Congress in Washington, D.C., or in the state legislature in Sacramento who was a Republican who represented a district entirely in Los Angeles County. And L.A. County is 10.5 million people, so as you know, your 12 counties have one representative. L.A. County has over 20 representatives, and I was the only Republican. The reason that the legislature so often votes against the interests of the folks in the North State is that they don't seem to care about your concerns and your industry. And we need to elect better candidates and more Republicans in the big urban markets, the Bay Area and Los Angeles. And I've proven I know how to do that.
Yeah, you know what? You won down there in the middle of blue country down there.
Middle of very blue country. When I was in the assembly, I represented the most Democratic district of all the Republicans who were in the assembly.
Okay. What are some of the changes? I mean, right now, California is rated by the CEOs as the worst place to open a business in the country, maybe the world. We have that problem. We have businesses leaving. We have businesses having to shut down. We had one just the last couple of days, the fishing.
The Coast Seafood over in Eureka, 50-year company, forced to shut down by the California Coastal Commission, revoking their permit at the behest of the environmentalists.
So, see, these are the kind of things. So what's your plan for something like that, Mr. Hadley?
Well, and it's absolutely true up and down the state. In my corner of California, Torrance, California, was the home city for the U.S. headquarters of Toyota, the big Japanese automaker. In 2014, they announced they were moving their headquarters to Texas. So this is happening in in agriculture, it's happening in fishing, it's happening in all kinds of industries up and down the California, up and down California. There are a couple of things we absolutely have to do. We have to take our foot off the throat of taxpayers. We need to repeal this recent gas tax and car tax increase that was just passed by the legislature without a public vote earlier this legislative session. We need to protect Proposition 13, but we need to do more than that. We need to make sure that taxpayer dollars are spent for the reasons that they were raised. So I will conduct a forensic audit of the entire state budget. That will be one of my first acts as governor, and make sure that we can stop spending money on things that either they weren't approved for by the voters, the taxes, or that aren't serving the public interest. So we need to lower taxes. Taxes are one of the reasons that businesses are leaving California. The governor has appointment power over a lot of state agencies, including the Coastal Commission, including the California Air Resources Board, including all kinds of state agencies, and we do need real balance. We can achieve both our environmental goals and allow business to thrive and prosper, but that's not the mindset of the current status quo in Sacramento, and we need to change that with different appointments. We need to kill high-speed rail, and we need to reinvest those funds in water and local transportation infrastructure. High-speed rail is not going to serve anybody in this state other than the contractors and the unions who are hired to build it, and we could solve our state water problems, we could return taxpayer dollars to Californians, and we could make progress on our roads, all for the cost, all the money we're wasting on high-speed rail. So there is an awful lot to do, and those are just a starting point. In terms of the regulatory climate of California, there are 100 different problems, from the regulation of wage and hours. You know, just last year when I was in the assembly, I voted against the agricultural overtime changes that I know so burden many businesses and farms in the North State. We have the most litigious environment in the country, as you described. California is the worst place for business of all 50 states. And it is taxes, it is regulatory burden, it is litigiousness, it is that your employees can't, in many cases, find reasonable housing or affordable housing. It goes on and on, long commutes, everything else. We need to make a change on a lot of different fronts.
Are you planning on the, we're a sanctuary state, I think. I'm not sure, I think it's a sanctuary state. What happens when you say, I don't want us to be a sanctuary state anymore?
That's a great question. The currently in the legislature, this hasn't passed yet, so it could still change. It could not make it to the governor's desk. We'll see. But currently in the legislature, there is a bill to make California into a sanctuary state. And what that bill specifically does is that, except for a very, very narrow class of the most dangerous criminals, it would prevent state law enforcement, local law enforcement, from cooperating with federal immigration authorities and reporting or turning over even convicted felons who are illegal residents in California. And it is literally a case of the Democrats who are so determined to show they're resisting President Trump that they are willing to endanger public safety in the very communities they represent to try to show that they don't want to cooperate with federal immigration authorities at all. So it is a travesty of justice that we would be protecting many dangerous convicted felons who are not in the country legally, rather than protecting the communities that our law enforcement is supposed to serve. If they pass that law, the governor can't just undo it. It takes a legislative process. But the governor has a lot of power and a lot of negotiating leverage with the state legislature, and I will be very focused on public safety.
Okay.
Hey, our guest has been David Hadley. He's running for California governor. And, you know, frankly, you know, David, you said every right thing. I'm sitting here wanting to ring a bell every time you open your mouth. I didn't get into weapons and all that, but as it goes on, I hope that you'll be making your trip up here. You speak the language of people up here in the sense of, you know, I like the idea of, hey, let's find out where the tax money's going to. Maybe we've got more than we think. You know what? When you find out that the University of California system was hiding, what, I don't know how many millions of dollars someplace, a little slush fund, then you have to wonder what else is being hidden out there.
Yeah, we have run into this before. You just mentioned the University of California was found to have over $100 million in unreported accounts. We had the State Park Service that was discovered to have over $50 million unreported to taxpayers. And this state government, between the state budget and money we get from the federal government and special funds and so on, spends well over $200 billion a year. There is plenty of opportunity to continue to provide the services that Californians deserve from their government while protecting taxpayers and reducing the ridiculous and the unnecessary spending.
Okay, David, how do people get a hold of you?
A couple ways to reach us. Our website is davidhadley.com, DavidHadley.com. Our Facebook page is Elect David Hadley, and our Twitter handle is David Hadley CA, David Hadley, California, if you will. And so we're going to be communicating with voters up and down the state. I will definitely be up to visit you and my friends, you know, folks like Brian Dolly, who represents you in the state assembly.
Brian's a great guy.
Ted Gaines in the state senate, both friends of mine. I hope to hope to see them, and I hope to see you up in the North State soon.
Well, you will. Come on up, and we'll make sure we'll put you on here on a chair in our studio and let people ask
exactly.
you questions.
Exactly. We can do this face-to-face.
Yeah. Okay, David Hadley. You know what? Good luck. You're saying all the right things there, David.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a break here. And we're going to talk about the raids on the massage parlors here. Waste of money, or did it serve a purpose? We'll be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
There's a house in New Orleans. They cool the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. No, this is not the House of the Rising Sun right here, but we have had a few of them out there. Before we start with that, I have to, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you don't, Jeff Wurst has been doing windshield repair for decades. He's gone through special schools. He's had advanced training. And he can fix your windshield so you can't even tell that something's been wrong with it. From a chip less than the size of a dime to cracks over 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst. He can fix it. And he guarantees his work. And if he can't fix it, he'll tell you. He's not going to waste your time. Honest, lots of integrity, and very professional. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. Now, well,
we had somebody wanted to call and comment, so we invite them.
So if you're out there
back,
and you still want to if you still want to comment about the houses of ill repute we had. Okay, here's
the
story.
Is this an effective use of the resources?
Of the resources, because in one night, I think they did, in one night they raided 4 massage parlors, so a couple of them on Hilltop. And I don't have the names, so I'm not going to even try and find the names.
One of them, like, feels so good massage.
I don't know. I thought one was something to do with your foot massage, but I'm not sure. But so we have our police, our undercover agents, all out there. And so not only did they get them for did you know it's illegal to have a lot of condoms in one place?
It is, really.
I didn't realize that. They said because they found
them in the
they found
them
hundreds of condoms under waste baskets and under towels. I didn't know it was illegal to have condoms. I mean, so I'm probably maybe it's in a massage parlor. It's illegal to have condoms. Anyway, I would think that they should give them an A for effort. Now, here's the thing. I've heard, and I thought, oh, okay, they went in and they raided and they arrested four ladies ranging in age from 36 to 63. And they it's kind of, I think it's kind of a misdemeanor type thing, and they turn them loose. But they did arrest one guy for pandering. Here's the thing. I've talked to other people, and they're all saying the same thing. I mean, these are law-abiding citizens. Why are we spending – oh, wait. The last big part of this after the raids, they said there was no evidence of sex trafficking. Okay? And when you think of sex trafficking, you think, well, they're selling themselves. Yeah, but sex trafficking has to do with forcing people into the into prostitution. You're keeping them like prisoners and all this stuff, sex trafficking. Well, right, they all said, no, we're all volunteers, and one of them says, I liked what I'm doing. And so here's the question. How much money, time, and effort of our police were being spent in, raiding a massage parlor and where the girls offered them sex and the undercover officer, in some cases, let them undress. Other cases, it was just that was enough before they made the raid. So how much money was spent on that? And is that something that should be spent a lot of money on? Now, you know, when you think about, you know, prostitution's wrong, and some people say it's a victimless crime. I don't believe that, because I think a lot of women that are in prostitution have no other choice, and if they had a job, they wouldn't do this. The sex trafficking part, of course, is just horrible. But like I said, there's another side to this. So, I don't have that one. So who's on the line?
We have Dale on the line.
Dale, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great, Dale. So what do you think about this?
Well, you said law-abiding citizens. They're not law-abiding citizens. They're still committing crime. Prostitution's illegal.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to have to back RPD on this one. I mean, we did one raid last year, and we were 3-for-3. We did one raid this year, and we were 4-for-4. You know, we got to, you know, I think one day a year to spend on this is not, you know, if they would have hit 20 places and only got one, then I'd be saying, yeah, we're wasting our time. But
okay,
7-for-7.
Okay, so you're saying, okay, once a year we make these runs and we have 100%. That's probably a good way. And what it does, too, is it tells people, hey, this is illegal.
Well, and you've got to think about, what about the poor businesses? Would you want one of these illicit massage parlors right next to your business?
Well, one was operating out of its house, and one was one's in a single standing building by itself. Well, but I understand what you're saying.
No more than I'd want a collective next to mine.
Yeah, or how about a vaping store next to yours, or something? But
well,
but
that's
anything,
a legitimate business. These are
legitimate.
You know,
you're right. So
a house of ill is not exactly legal.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, and you're right. So once a year, you just got to take your chances, right? So.
Well, I mean, that's all, you know, like I said, if we were just, this was just, you know, nonstop week in, week out, and they weren't catching really anybody, I'd probably be critical. But right here, you know, I got to back RPD on this one.
All right. So we're going to back RPD and the district attorney on this one. What about the idea of taking photos of people going in and out of there?
I'm all for that, too.
You know, the Johns.
Steve Paletti said that at some town halls. He goes, yeah. I want to plaster the guys that are giving these people business.
Well, that's the other thing Chief Paletti said, is we had a prostitution problem, and you know about how to go after it. He said that too. Wow. He's 2-for-2 today. So okay, thanks a lot, Dale. Okay, Dale's got, you know what, and we spent enough time on this. Dale's got a good point.
Got a good point.
You know what, they do it once a year. They're 100%. It's against the law, and you know, and every so often they have to law has to come in and say, hey, look, this is illegal. We made this illegal. This is not something we want to have in our city. You know, and that's true. So I'll end that one on that. Okay. The case that I've got 4 minutes left, and I really want to talk about this. Charlie Gard. That's that little baby over in the UK that the parents have the money, over $1 million, was donated to them to try and keep this baby alive. And he's been in the courts. They don't want to let this baby live. They want the baby just to die. And they're telling the parents, we think this child should die with dignity, blah, 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 blah. You've got hospitals here in the United States. You've got a hospital someplace else. Said, we may have a treatment that could help him. We don't know, but we've got to try. And now it's in a court. And this is what the judge has said. I'll give you 2 days to convince me why your son should live. Can you believe that? Because, so you know what I would do? I'd take that baby, I'd bring it into court, I'd put it in that judge's arms and give him a knife. Here, you want that baby dead, you do it. Because this is what you're doing. Unless you give us a chance for this child to live, you kill it. You kill it yourself with your own hands, because that's what you're doing with your decree and sitting up on your high bench with your little fancy wig on. Well, I don't know if they still wear those or not.
I don't think they do that.
Okay,
anymore.
Anyway. They should. It made them, hopefully.
A little powdered wig.
Yeah. A little powdered wig. This is what I'm saying, though. A UK judge is giving them 2 days. How would you like to have a judge tell you, and you've got the money, and you've got people wanting to help, and the state would not let you help your child? How would you feel about that? Is this time for a revolution or what? You know what? You talk about parents that could go berserk. I am not for one for raising your arms in violence. But if I had a judge look me in the eye and I was telling him, my grandson is in my arms, and there's a place in the United States or the United Kingdom, if you reversed it, that could maybe save his life. I have the money. It's not going to cost you anything. It's my child. Why won't you let them
Yeah.
Why don't you let them? I'm sorry, because I think he should die in dignity. I swear at that point, the judge's days would be, he would have to look over his shoulder.
This brings 2 points to mind. First of all, it recalls the Terry Schiavo case of seven years ago. Second of all, this is the National Health Service that the Democrats so earnestly want to duplicate in this country. And don't tell me that is not their end game, is to create an NHS-type environment.
Well, it's going to be the point where if you're old and you're elderly, they're going to write you off.
Yeah, you're not contributing enough to society.
You're getting
to
it
take
already.
It paid.
They're talking to you about pulling the plug. All these things, you know, as you get older. Hey, look, if this happens, why don't we just let you die with dignity?
We have assisted suicide in California.
Oh, yeah, assisted suicide and all this stuff.
Help you out the door.
Well, you know what? I told Linda, and I think I've got it in writing. I want you to try everything. Everything. Resuscitate me 8 times. You know, try experimental surgery until my head falls off. And then at that point, okay. No. Anyway, this one bothers me because here's a child that they've got, you know what, it's not costing the state anything. You know, they have no say in what you do with your child if you're trying to help it. If you're trying to harm a child, and this is, I guess, is what they're saying. No, this will just harm this baby. I don't understand how it would harm the baby. We're going to have a lawyer in here right after. Doug Wright's coming in, and he's a very bright guy.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to him about this, see if he's, you know, throw this one at him like a skunk on the table. Anyway, everybody, we'll be right back right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. 16 Marines were killed when a U.S. military plane crashed in rural Mississippi late yesterday. The Marine Corps says it was a KC-130 aircraft used for refueling. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports at least one witness described seeing the military plane going down.
Andy Jones, who was working on his family's catfish farm, says he heard a boom and looked up to see the plane corkscrewing downward with an engine smoking. He says the plane hit the ground behind some trees in a soybean field. Greenwood Fire Chief Marcus Banks told the Greenwood Commonwealth that debris from the plane was scattered over a radius of about 5 miles.
On Twitter this morning, President Trump offered his condolences, calling the crash heartbreaking. A Russian lawyer said she was summoned to Trump Tower during last year's presidential campaign to meet with Donald Trump Jr. and asked if she had damaging information on Hillary Clinton. Natalia Veselnitskaya was asked about that meeting on NBC's Today Show.
I never knew who else would be attending the meeting. All I knew that Mr. Donald Trump Jr. was willing to meet with me. I could recognize the young gentleman who was only present in the meeting for probably the first 7 to 10 minutes, and then he stood up and left the room. It was Mr. Jared Kushner, and he never came back, by the way.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says Trump Jr.'s meeting is a very big deal, but the White House insists there was nothing inappropriate about the meeting. Electric car maker Tesla is hiring more than 1,000 technicians to meet expected demand for its new Model 3 sedan, which goes on sale soon. The company is also adding 100 new service centers worldwide. The company hopes the new model will attract hundreds of thousands of new customers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-885-4488. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. Results may vary.
A ceasefire has been in place in Syria since Sunday, but a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency says tens of thousands of civilians remain trapped in the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group in Syria.
Availability of food, water, medicine, electricity, and other essentials has been dwindling, with the situation rapidly deteriorating. It is imperative that trapped civilians are able to secure safe passage out to reach safety, shelter, and protection.
The father of a U.S. soldier arrested on terrorism charges says his son may have post-traumatic stress disorder. Authorities say Sergeant First Class Ikaya Kang pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group and said he wanted to kill a bunch of people. His father said he became concerned after his son's return from Afghanistan and Iraq. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has rejected an EU estimate for a vast Brexit bill.
Brussels negotiators say Britain has to pay a bill to cover pension liabilities to EU staff and other commitments already agreed to. The bloc says major progress must be made on settling this bill before negotiations can start on a future relationship between Britain and the EU. Estimates of the amount have ranged up to 100 billion euros. That's about $114 billion. Commenting on the early discussions between the opposing Brexit teams, Johnson says negotiators might as well go whistle if they think such an extortionate payment will come their way. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Tonight in Miami, it's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Last night, as a part of the festivities, Yankees rookie slugger Aaron Judge won the annual All-Star Home Run Derby. More on these at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, as we like to say it. Ground Zero, located in Ground Zero of downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. Get that phone out, because we've got a real exciting guest here. And we stream live, KCNR1460.com, Bad Bob. There's weather.
There is weather today.
We haven't reached that point of your one-word weather description. We haven't reached that yet.
Actually, I can do it in two words. It's kind of nice. Well, relatively speaking, all things are relative, of course. The good news is it's only 76 right now and not 80, as it's been on several mornings. Depending on who you ask, National Weather Service is saying a high of 101. Meanwhile, the Dark Sky app, which uses different algorithms, says 98. That difference is pretty academic. But we're probably going to hover right around the century mark for a few days. We'll see a spike as we get into the weekend. Again, a little difference of opinion. No rain in sight. Possibility of some thunderstorms, though, up in the mountain areas around Thursday or Friday. That's still kind of an iffy. Thunderstorms are inherently hard to call on this time of year. Currently, Shasta Lake is 15 feet down from the top. That is good news. All of the above is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business operating out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kenny won awards for hiring veterans. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. And I might just say this and throw this out again, is the number of unemployment for veterans. That unemployment rate has gone up over the last couple of months, where, you know, other people has gone down. It'd be interesting to find that out. But the good news, of course, is that where 22 veterans a day were committing suicide, that number has gone down, but it's still 20 a day veterans committing suicide.
Any too many.
Any is too many. And for anybody like that. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business right here in town. Just outstanding quality and care for their customers, Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business, and they can do any type of heating and cooling system. Where people have been sent to all the schools. If you got an emergency, you give them a call. If you just need to have that air conditioner looked at to make sure it's working at peak performance, because a lot of times if you haven't checked it, filters are dirty, the air vents.
They send us reminders to check our filters, offer to come out and do a service check. I think about Alliance every time I hear my heat pump.
There you go. 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. When we turn on the on-demand water heater, before we had a water heater from the 50s.
Yeah.
Linda would turn it on for the bath, and at the same time that she was turning on the hot water for the bath, I'd be heating up these big pots of water in the on the stove, and I'd run in there and pour it in there. And you think about it, well, that was stupid, Carl. Yeah, it only took me 4 years to figure that out. You know, that, oh, there's a better way of doing this. Hey, Martin, can you come out here and fix this? Oh, yeah. Okay, enough of that. I'm here with Douglas Wright.
Good morning, Carl.
Attorney of law.
Thanks for having me in.
Good. You know what? I was just, I said I was going to throw this at you, but I warned you a little bit first, but you were listening to the show, so you know what it's about. This is a baby in England. I know there's been probably some commentary from other people on it. And the state is telling this family. I know you have kids. I have kids. Everybody's got kids. The state is telling this family that, no, we don't want you to try and keep your child alive any longer. We don't think there's a reason for it, so we're just going to let it die. Even though that they have the money and other resources are out there saying, let us try. We think we might be able to do something. Where does that leave a family?
I think it leaves a family in a very difficult position. Obviously, the parents want to give the child the best opportunity to survive. Based on what I've read, which isn't a whole lot, but my understanding is that the child has a condition that is it's terminal. The child likely won't survive. However, if there are resources that aren't public resources, the private resources, by all means, I don't understand what the problem is. Yeah, I can't understand why the state or the court or anybody for that matter would say no. You know, you can't utilize those resources that are available.
Well, you know, I'm not a violent guy, but if somebody said that about my grandchild, I think it would probably push me back up on the ledge that I've been on before.
Oh,
up,
sure.
Up on that step. Because how can you do that? I mean, it's not costing you anything. Just give me back my baby.
Yeah.
Let me try.
Yep.
Well, so what can you – and but
– obviously, they're in a different country, different system.
National health system.
Yep. And we're
– is this the death boards that people talk about?
It sounds like it.
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah. And that's what people's greatest fear is – you know, essentially the state's taking that child's liberty.
It's freedom.
Yep.
It's liberty.
Yeah.
Liberty, what is it? You're granted, life, liberty?
Pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit of happiness. Well,
yep.
And they're saying, well, this kid's not going to get any better, so we're not going to put him through this. We're just going to take him off. Well, I think they've already took him off the resuscitator, and the kid's still alive.
Yeah. So effectively,
it's been months.
Yeah, they're playing God. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. You know what? Let God play God.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just find this whole thing repugnant that we're even talking about something like this, that a judge gives the family 2 days to prove why their son should stay alive. You know what? Why don't you – I got a good idea, Judge. Why don't you prove to me for – I'll give you 2 days to explain to me why you should stay alive. What's the difference?
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Yeah, frustrating.
It is frustrating, and I just don't – I don't want to see this country heading in that direction, though sometimes I wonder.
Yep. Well, fortunately for us, we have the ability to make those types of decisions for ourselves with health care directives. They're also known as living wills, health care proxies. You can make your medical decisions. Obviously, the baby is not of the age to be able to make those decisions, but in that circumstance, the parents can and should. But if you're an adult, you can make those decisions for yourselves.
Well, my mother had a do not resuscitate.
Yeah, that's one option.
I know. Thank goodness. And this is purely selfish on my part. She had an incident, and while they were taking her down in the ambulance guys didn't know this, and they did resuscitate her.
Yeah,
and she came back, but it gave me enough time to get home from Iraq on emergency leave to see her, and we had just a great couple of days there because she was just it was like. Wasn't even sick, even though that she was on her last 72 hours.
Sure.
But I understand that. I mean, if I understand where people can make that decision, a lot of people have.
Yeah. And DNRs, do not resuscitate. Those put the healthcare and medical providers in a difficult spot because they're sworn to make sure that someone continues living.
Yeah.
The best they can. And DNRs, if they don't know about it, well, they're doing what they're supposed to be
doing. Well, no, they didn't know about it. And like I said, in this case, it was it worked for the whole family because it gave the whole family come in from all over a chance to get there.
Yeah, and sometimes someone stops breathing or for reasons not health related, they may be choking on something and suddenly they've stopped breathing and, well, do not resuscitate them.
Yeah, well, my sister's a lawyer. She said, look, if you're laying there in the bed and you cough, I'm turning you off. I went, cough? You're turning me off? I cough? She goes, hey, you know, that'll be the only child.
Yeah.
So anyway.
The more common choice is whether you want to prolong life or not, which means that if you're in the condition that you're not going to come back, you're in a vegetative state, you're only going to live on artificial means of life, at that point, what do you want to do? What's your preference?
At that point, it's time because what do they say? How much of the money is spent in the last month or 2 months of all your health care is spent in the last couple of months of your life?
Yeah, about 200%.
200%.
Yeah.
Wow, Doug. And then I've heard people say if they're really young, too. Like this judge over in the UK is saying, is cut your losses early.
Yeah.
Wow. Human life.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. I'm here with Doug Wright, who is an attorney at law here. He's a good guy, and he's talked to us about how to stay out of, not just us, but all of y'all, about how to stay out of trouble with the law here, and especially in business law and the things that he does and probate. I'm gonna have him step out of his lawyer clothes here in a few minutes to talk about what he sees going on in town because you've got a real good grasp of things going on around here.
Unfortunately, I do.
Unfortunately, you do. So, it's good to have you come on and just talk about that. We're going to take a break, but this portion, I'd like to just want to remind everybody, this Saturday, you have a chance to go to have a nostalgic evening of music, dancing, and ice cream sundaes. That's right, the Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-E, serenade, at the All Saints Episcopal Church on Benton Drive. Is having a big band era music with Lou White and the band, and Linda Bott's probably going to be singing a few songs that night too. A magical evening of swing and jazz, dance to live big band era music, followed by an ice cream social. Now they've also got a dance groups in there too. It's going to be a big night. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you can get tickets down at the All Saints Episcopal Church. You can look it up at www.memorialhall.eventbrite, that's BRITE.com, for tickets for that. It's going to be a nice night. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be this Saturday from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Okay, we'll be right back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Mustang Sally. I shouldn't do this to Carl Shorts.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me right before I come back on the air. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. 20 minutes after the hour. 8 o'clock.
I had to share that. That's priceless.
76 degrees going up to 101 today. It's going to be kind of cool. oh, man. I'm just going to keep moving here. First of all, Bob, Bad Bob, he's got like six computers going on at one time. And this one is from Saturday.
Right there in front of UPrep.
Right across from Ace Hardware, in front of UPrep, is a gentleman.
In the bus stop.
At the bus stop, totally nude.
In his birthday suit.
Totally nude. I mean, totally nude. This was, and he's just standing there. And I just.
Working on his tan, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, I'm not even going to talk about that.
Did you see the picture a few years ago, or maybe it was last year, there was a guy downtown that was the same way, naked, but had a dog wrapped around him.
Yeah, it looked
apparently
like
this guy's lost his dog.
It's the heat. Yeah. It really is. It's the heat that's causing these things to happen. I saw that one. He had looked like a fox.
Yeah.
The dog was a red furry dog, and it looked like a fox. And the police the police are on either side, and you can see them. They're laughing. You know, it's like, oh, what are we going to do with this one?
Instead of a fig leaf, he's got a
Did
a
they
dog.
Arrest this guy? Or do we know? Or did he just catch the bus out to the lake? Because they've got buses now running out. You know, Rob is running out to the Whiskey Town. Maybe he was just waiting to get on the bus. He was just a little hot. The bus was running a little bit late. You know, okay.
Skinny Dip Club.
Nude Beach. He just started early. I hate this. Stop doing that, Bob. Hey, I'm with Doug Wright. He's not helping me a bit here. Attorney at law. And yes. Hey, Doug, we talked about the UK and the baby thing over there and about the rights you have here as a citizen, and that's cool. What do you... Okay, so it's time to kind of take off your lawyer clothes, your lawyer hat.
If that's ever possible.
Okay, we'll try to take it off and put on your citizen's hat. While I was gone, and you've been on the show there since then, or before while I was gone, but this whole thing with the city manager and the police chief and all of this, what are you hearing about it? I haven't talked to you about this.
You know, I hear a lot of different opinions from a pretty broad spectrum, and it seems to be, a tale of two cities. It's the best of times for some folks, and it's the worst of times for some folks. I think there's a lot of positive things happening locally. You know, there's a lot of energy in the right direction, but I also think we have a tremendous number of struggles with the crime. This community seems to have a crisis of confidence, not only in leadership, but also in the economy and sort of their well-being here. Of course, the summer heat doesn't help.
Oh, no.
Everyone's miserable in the heat.
No, yeah, the heat doesn't help.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the comments here was, do you think that the naked guy at the UPrep bus station would be willing to run for city council? We have been screaming for transparency.
Well, did we zoom in? Is that Russell Hunt?
No, that wasn't Russell, I don't think. No, it wasn't
Russell. No, there's not a sign of duct tape in that picture.
No, okay. transparency. That was pretty good, Anonymous. Whoever Anonymous is, he comes up with some good ones. Okay, crisis of confidence. The we've had Brent Weaver on, and we've had Barry Tippin on, of course. And my kudos to them for stepping up and saying, hey, look, we're going to be on the show and answer these questions. I got to call Kristen Schrader. She said she'd love to come on, too.
Yeah, they're in the arena.
They're in the arena. Yeah. They're in the arena, and you cannot take that away from them. You got recall efforts against Francie and
Kristen. Yeah.
On this. The people are upset, and every time when I ask them, ask all of them, are you willing to move the public comment back to the front? The answer is still no. They come out, well, and no. The answer is no.
Yeah, you know, I learned a long time ago. It's called give them the pickle theory. It was there was an ice cream parlor that was – they used to give a free pickle with lunch. And for a long time, it was always a free pickle. And the guy came in every day and got a hamburger and his free pickle. And one day they just started to start charging a nickel for the pickle. And the guy said, you know, this is going to be my last day because you're not charging for the pickle. And the owner overheard it and came over and asked him why was this going to be his last day. And he explained, look, you know, this has always been something very minimal that I've always received. Now I have to pay for it. It's sort of the same theory with the citizens in the community. They ask for very little of our leadership. Sometimes they ask for a lot, but if you give them the little things, the easy things, a lot of times that makes the problems go – the big problems go away or at least easier to address because the small things are picked off and taken care of.
And now this is what they say. Well, there's a couple of maybe more that are rude and say things. And I said, well, that's true. But I think at that point, if a person is being like that, you cut off their mic. Well, and just say, I'm sorry, that's it. You know, here's the rules. You can't call people names, you know, accuse people of – crimes.
But that's also the sound of freedom.
Yeah, that's true. But there's also a thing about, I mean, I would think that I've been the MC at large events before and things started and I said, wait a minute, no, politeness and action here. Everybody has a right to say something. You're right that way, but you also don't have a right to, you know, I mean, you have a right to do it, but do you really want to just attack?
Yeah, be respectful.
Yeah, because what you're doing is you're just respectful.
You get a lot more with honey than you do with vinegar.
Well, you know, and you can, you know, say, well, we've given them so much honey in the past, and the only thing they've done is gotten fat off it. They want more honey.
I can see their point.
Yep.
And that's
why. And there's the other side.
And that's the give them the pickle.
Give them the pickle. See, and that is something to me is such an insignificant thing.
Yeah.
That you would just do it. Okay, this is just, you know what? We've heard you. And we're going to start, you know, we want to listen to you, and then this. Blah, blah. And then now all of a sudden you're getting things like, oh, we're going to have a town hall. Where was that, you know, where was that 5 years ago? You know, where was the town hall 5 years? So we can talk to you. You know, when we're sitting up in a dais, we can't talk to you. But if we're in town hall, we can talk to you.
It's going to be the same people.
Same people.
Yeah.
Maybe more. That, you know, said, oh, you know what, I'm not going to go down to City Hall. It's such a pain.
You know, and Chief Paletti had his town halls regularly, and he
18 of them.
And he would come to all of Ed Ruhlman's Merchant Choir Watch meetings, which we've been doing for years and years. Mm-hmm. And that's no walk in the Sunday park. You know, people bring up some, you know, anger flows, and people get upset. And, you know, that's what happens when you get out there and there's transparency. And the chief had a lot of transparency.
He did have a lot of transparency and things that they're doing now. And this is the funny thing. The things that he's been talking about are things that, you know, that he was instituting. They're acting now like it's a brand new idea.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Even the guy that was, you know, they did the environmental studies and all that stuff for the police, same guy.
Yeah.
So why does it seem like such a new thing? And this is the part that when I ask Barry Tippin, the city manager, so why did you fire him? Well, you know, discussing, we didn't want to go in a direction. Well, he said to you, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to do anything you said. I mean, I can't believe that Rob Paletti, I know, wouldn't say, I'm willing to work with you on this. I mean, he's, you know, and Starman obviously liked what was happening. And so I don't know. And then when they fall back on the old, well, it's personnel issues and we can't talk about that. You know, I hate that.
Yeah,
because we both know, you know, he can tell me that, and I'm looking at him. But we know that's not it.
It's politics.
It's something. And then, what do you think about the idea about bringing in Pete Hansen?
I think we're doing just fine now. I don't know Pete Hansen. I've never met him. So I can't speak from any experience with what he has done in the past. I don't know that we need to bring someone out of retirement.
I see we're paying two police chiefs at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, no, Pletty's gone. But we've paid him. We paid him for this time.
He's effectively stolen the clock with the severance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you bring in somebody else, I mean, who hasn't been here in 5 years, lives in a different state, because Barry Tippin likes him and says, well, I like how he handled the budget, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's fine. I'm Pete Hansen's a good guy. But 78 bucks an hour, 80 bucks an hour, I think we could hire at least one community service officer, maybe two for that.
Well, and, you know, I think we have some really talented captains coming up that would be fantastic chiefs.
Well, do you think there's a captain on this police force?
I can think of
that would step up. No, I'm not saying they're not. They're not able.
Would they step up? I don't. Well, I hope they will.
Ask them why they didn't last time.
And I know exactly why they didn't. And there's some other officers that I've spoke with that are higher up in the ranks, and they would love to be chief as well, but they won't because they don't. There's a lack of trust.
Lack of trust. That's right. Yep. Because, you know, when I was talking to one of the union members, said, "Why don't you guys let this happen?" And they said, "Well, we trust Chief Pletty."
Yeah.
But we don't know what's going to happen with the city council. We don't trust the city council. Well,
and look what happened to Pletty.
Yeah. And that's why a young captain who's got, 20 years in and make a great police chief probably, 22 years in, he knows he can be fired the next day.
Yeah.
At will.
Or a lieutenant that I know that would be fantastic.
Yeah. But they're serving at the whim of politicians.
Yeah.
Who may or may not be able to have the strength to do things.
Which is frustrating because, it's actually the city manager that hires and fires. And, but they're still ultimately subject to politics.
Supposedly he was going to hire and fire him, but the city council voted on it. I mean, can they vote on it?
Well, if they did, they violated the Brown Act.
Well, maybe it was the fact that he had talked to them one at a time and got what they thought. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by...
While you look that up, I was going to ask real quick.
Sure.
Doug, what do you think of a strong mayor concept for Reading?
I think that a strong mayor concept would certainly be better for the community. You have an elected representative that is actually acting what would be our city manager. I think that in the cities where that exists, it just seems to work out better for not only confidence in leadership, but also productivity.
I like the idea. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that when we get back. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy's got the largest privately owned weapons instruction company in California next to the NRA. Teaches in 28 counties and expanding into this 29th and 30th county. At any one time, just as an example, over the weekend, there's over 250 people in classes throughout California under Northern Firearms Instruction, the most complete firearms instruction that you're going to find, plus advanced pistol, tactical rifle, all of these under Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call, 530-999-1822, and you'll talk to Ted. He's growing this business, but he hasn't forgotten that, on what it takes in customer service to grow a business. Check them out online, readingccw.com. We'll be right back with Doug Wright.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Get ready, Northern California Fight fans.
Get ready.
NorCal Tough Man Competition is coming to Redding at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, Saturday, July 15th. Rogue Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man Competition, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday night, July 15th. Featuring tough local and regional fighters going to war, fighting a battle. Up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. Don't miss this event. It will sell out. So get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Gold section, just $40. Bronze, only $30 and 24 silver seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with NorCal Tough Man Competition Live. Saturday night, July 15th. Doors open at 6:30. The action at 7:30. Test yourself in the ring and sign up for a challenge. Any male or female interested in competing, contact Mike Brown at Rogue Fights, 541-210-7043. Or roguefights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain.
Made damn sure the pilot
washed his hands and sealed his face.
The stone.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, it's a Tuesday, is on her sabbatical. She was on the trails at 7 o'clock this morning with her girlfriend going for it, and I'm like, okay, don't take the dog, you'll kill her, you know, so up there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. DC is back in the saddle again. You got three of them down there just cutting and trimming. Styling with Butch Wax, that's about the only way they can style down there at Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue there, and veteran-owned business, and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. Was right up the street from Classic Cafe, which went away. Kathy and Millie. Okay, I'm here with Douglas Wright, attorney at law, and we're talking politics and other things here. Somebody said, Paletti for sheriff. Wow, that would be a fight.
That won't happen.
No, it won't.
He'll never talk about it.
Yeah, he would never run for office like that. No, I know that too. Yeah. And somebody said Doug Wright for judge.
That's a possibility down the road.
You think so?
That's something that I would be in favor of doing. Although I'll tell you this much: if he's listening, if Lucky Jezrani ran, I think he would also be a fantastic judge. He's smart.
Lucky's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's even keeled. He's got a great sense of fairness.
He's hard too.
Yeah,
we need people because I'm confident that you would do the thing. Is that We need people there that it's going to take a look at the law and just say, you know what, enough's enough.
Yeah, well, then, you know, you have to apply the law equally, you know, according to the facts, to all parties. But at the same time, you know, in fairness, we have a pretty good bench right now. So, you know, running for judge at this point, not really on the radar, although Judge Gall is retiring. His last day is next month in August. So
do they? What happens then?
There'll be another appointment because I don't think his term's up till 2020. Mm-hmm. So his seat will be.
Nobody ever runs for judge. I mean, it's usually if the judge is there, it's just like them on the ballot, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the last time that happened was Judge Flynn ran against Jim Reed an open seat.
Okay, like I said,
yeah,
there was nobody else on the ballot besides. Yeah,
that was a close race, though.
No.
Yeah, Jim Reed was
the perennial candidate.
Yeah.
How close?
It was, I don't know the exact vote count, but it was a fairly close race.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. You can cut it loose here now. We've been in Alaska a bit. On our way back, we hit Vancouver and Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Vancouver.
Well, beautiful city. But yeah. Now this is the tour guide. Is talking about the severe homeless problem they've got. This is a tour guide because you can't miss it. You go up to this church, and you literally would have to meander through the people that are laying there. And she said their heroin overdoses last year was 700 deaths that they know of in Vancouver. Then you go down to Seattle, and as we're driving up through there, tour guide says, yeah, if you see, look over here, they just cleaned up the 1,000 or so that were underneath the highways here on the overpasses. And my question was, where'd you put them? But, you know, but he doesn't know. How'd you get rid of 1,000 people out of these places? And where do they go when you do that?
Well, Seattle wants to make basically drug dens legal for these folks to go in and shoot up, which is ironic that the city would tax soda pop because they think it's bad for you, but allow you to do heroin. You know, I don't understand their logic with that, but... Yeah, it's an epidemic across the country right now.
Oh, it is. And that's what I was, you know, because we talk about, well, you know, here in Reading, you know, we're kind of static in our economy and all this, and it's hard for these guys to get jobs. You know, we go on, blah, blah, blah. You get up into Seattle, though. I mean, Amazon they're building six large buildings downtown Seattle.
It's going crazy.
It's going crazy up there. Yeah. The economy is going literally crazy there. Yep. And yet... You've got so many of these homeless.
Yeah, you know. And
drugs is a horrible problem.
Yep. And when we were in Vancouver this last year, same type of thing. That is a very wealthy city. So we would be downtown and it would be super clean. And then we'd go two blocks over and it was just drug deals left and right and people laying all over the place. And Seattle's the same way. I don't know how we can fix it at this point. You know, I mean, folks that are in that condition.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, right here in town, we've got now. I was when I go to the post office because it's hot out there. You know, at noon, I usually go at noon to see if we got any letters because we can't count on the post office sending me the right messages, even though they're supposed to. Anyway, I mean, the last 2 days, there's been like 12 sitting in the shade. You know, different spots of the shade there, and yeah. I didn't even go by the Carnegie Park. See how many were in there.
Yeah.
That's just 12 around the post office.
Well, and they're not there in the wintertime. So where do they go? Are they
– They head south probably.
Are they on the rails?
Palm Springs. Who knows? They go down Palm Springs for winter. They winter down there. They're snowbirds.
Yeah. I mean, I can see – you know, you see the smoke billowing out from under Cypress Street Bridge because you know they're camping under there. But
and did you see the sulfur – was that Sulfur Creek?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Sulfur Creek? Did you see that?
Undercut
that
there,
That underpass there, what it looked like? Oh, it was horrible, and they went in and cleaned.
It's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome under there.
Okay. Is there a solution to this?
I think that there is a free market idea of a drug that would assist in recovery that probably has been developed but not maybe on the market yet, or at least partly on the market that's not been utilized. Broadly enough yet. I mean, there's a solution to it. We got into this problem because of overprescribing and availability of painkillers and
that's
Norco
true.
And everything that's you know the narcotics. But you know, there's a way out. We just have to
figure that
to do it. Yeah.
Well, what is that?
It's not going to be a government solution. It's got to be a you know the for better or worse, the healthcare industry got us into this by overprescribing, and they got to get us out.
Oh. Well, you know, not to keep bringing up Paletti's name, but when he one of the first shows he was on said, we've got a heroin problem here.
Yeah.
And everybody was looking at meth. He says, no, we got a heroin problem. It's going to get worse.
Everybody laughed at him.
Everybody laughed. He said, also, we have prostitution here. Yep. And first time he's here, and everybody's going, man, there's no prostitutes here. Yep. Well, yeah, there are.
And he said there's trafficking, and everyone's trafficking. Said, no, not in Reading.
Yeah, that's what he said. And, and everybody goes, no, that's not true. Well, Paletti was right.
Yep.
And, you know, if somebody says, well, there were a lot of citizen complaints about Paletti, really? It'd be interesting to see what those were. So the health industry got us into the opiates. So how's the health industry going to get us out?
Well, they're smart people. They can figure out some method of whether it's another drug.
Methadone?
Yeah, methadone's one
we've
solution.
We've opened up a methadone clinic.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got the heroin, you've got that horse on your back, you're having to steal $2,000 a day about $2,000 a day.
Yeah.
To get your heroin fix. Wow.
And some days that means overtime.
Overtime. I'm just sitting here. I'm just thinking about not everybody that you see out there homeless is on heroin. So when we've got a lot of psychological problems.
Yeah. And those are truly the homeless that, you know, the mental health issues. But, you know, a lot of the transients are just drug abusers, criminals that really don't want to be productive parts of society.
And, you know, and that's the part, too, is if you had a strong mental health area, how many of those people would be off the streets? And, you know, if you have that, the whole thing comes back, though, to money.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of money out there. What's the money being used for?
Exactly.
And how is it being used?
The amount of money that's raised could go a long, long way to help the problem. But to a certain degree, but I don't think it does as much as it could because it's being used for administrative purposes and other things than what it probably intended for. And not locally necessarily, but just, you know.
Well, no, I think that, no. It's nothing against anybody here, but, you know, because they don't make their salaries. Somebody says how much they're going to get paid. I don't care how much Barry Tippin gets paid, frankly, because it's the city council who just gave him a new contract and said, this is how much we're going to pay you.
Good for him.
Good for him. You know, it's like, okay, well, then, you know, if somebody came in and offered me $100,000 a year to sit here and blather away at this radio microphone, okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't change a thing. I'd still talk the way I am, and you want to pay me $100,000. How do you get $100,000 for that? Because that man over there wants to pay me, or that woman over there wants to pay me $100,000.
Because they offered it.
Yep. Somebody offered.
Yep.
I wonder if there's anybody out there. Okay. We'll just. Let's move on from that one. Hey, it's a quarter till. We're with Doug Wright, attorney at law. And we've kind of gotten off attorney stuff. And I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Because you are an active member of this community. And you want what's best for this community.
Of course. We're raising our family here.
And you're raising your family. This isn't a place you're going to leave. So we're going to be right back after these messages.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This Friday and Saturday, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are this Friday, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. McLaughlin Auditorium, located at Sequoia Middle School on Sequoia Street. Purchase your tickets Monday through Friday at Sequoia Middle School, room 101. Call 945-9495 or at KUIA.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
You took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's going to go up to 101 today. It's going to be in the hundreds for the rest of the week. It's 80 degrees right now, so we're getting up there again. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Tomorrow, David Kehoe, head of the Board of Supervisors, chairman of the Board of Supervisors, and Larry Lees, the county executive officer, will be our guest at 8 o'clock. I expect that there will be some questions from everybody out there. I think the main thing I hope we can focus on is jail space.
Yep.
Jail space has got such a big thing. It's such a big thing. But let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. Do you have a question or a statement?
I got a question for Doug Wright. Hey, Doug, if we take you pick up the people that are on drugs, say pick up four of them and lock them up for 24 hours, and then they're going to be needing to fix real, real bad, and then put a tracking device on them, and then turn them loose, and then go pick up the guy that's supplying the heroin. You got to pick up the supplier. You can't pick up the people that are using. You got to get the supplier out of line first.
Sure, that's usually what they try to do. They don't want the small.
They don't want the guys they're using. They want the next step up. Unfortunately, a lot of these guys are using. They're also selling.
Yeah.
So you got to go up maybe two or three, but if you can find them, I think law enforcement is really concentrating on that, Jim. But that's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's a good way to find out which way to go, because if you turn them loose, just like sending a dog after his food, you know, he'll go look for it.
The problem we have is that usually those guys that are selling will be in and out of the jail within an hour. They're back selling, which brings up
that's the other thing. Okay.
Yeah, the lawyers are they got some. Top-notch lawyers taking care of their drug dealers.
I'm not even going to comment on that one. Okay, Jim, you're right. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
All right, but that goes back to the thing. Here, I think, is the crux of the whole problem. This is the one everything springs from. We don't have any place to put the bad guys and girls.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
There's no deterrent.
No deterrent. They can't hold them. They've made up all these stupid rules here in the state. And then if you do punish people and you send them to prison, the state cuts your money back.
Yep.
Oh, you sent somebody to prison. They've, 12 guys, felonies, blah, blah, blah. Yes, but you didn't hold it down at this level. You didn't do all these things, so we're going to cut your money, which makes it worse.
Yeah.
So I think you would just say at the center of the spider web, the center, is there's no jail space. And tomorrow, David Kehoe, who's been on the Board of Supervisors as long as I can remember, as far as Board of Supervisors, and Larry Lees are going to address that. They may have an announcement tomorrow. Who knows?
That'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be something?
Hopefully the announcement would be good news.
Yeah.
Not yeah, the closing the floor.
Yeah, the closing the third floor. And, okay, so we need more money. And so can the money, because money, I think, is, you know, again, the root of all evil here. Maybe it's the money, then the jail. And they've come up with so many ideas for putting new jail spaces and new beds in, but nothing seems to move.
Is it more money or is it just a reallocation or a budgeting issue?
Well, you know as well as I do is that county doesn't have a lot of slush there. Most of their money earmarked when it comes down.
Yeah, the state hands it.
Yeah.
Down.
So then what do you cut out? The veteran service officer whose efforts bring in literally millions of dollars to our area through the veterans that come through his office. And for their benefits that they've earned, I mean, so you're going to cut. Now you can't cut them back.
Yeah.
And how many assistant DAs can you cut out? Do we need to cut out the public defender?
Can't.
Why?
Constitutional right to counsel.
Doesn't say that the constitutional right means that we have to have a. I mean, there's other places that don't. Aren't there a lot of places that don't have a public defender's office? Or, I mean, people just have to get theirs on their own?
No, they contract with private attorneys.
Yeah.
So effectively, they act as the public defender.
Right, but we don't have to pay for the retirement.
Correct. Or their health care,
anything like that. Why don't we go back to that? I bet that would be saving, in the long run, millions of dollars.
We actually have that program here where we have private defense attorneys that are on contract for conflicts. So if there's witnesses that the public defender has represented before, there's a conflict of interest there. They can't cross-examine them, so they refer them out to the conflict calendar, and the conflict attorneys represent those folks.
Question number two, then, for Larry Lees and Dave Kehoe. Why don't we take a real good look at just going back to contracting? Somebody told me before, it's because, they didn't really get good legal advice, and that a lot of them were overturned. And I thought, that's not a good reason, you know. And we've got a really good public defender group. I bet, you know, and we do. But why should we, as citizens, pay for the defense of people that have been arrested when we don't have to? I mean, I don't mind putting up money for that. Okay, they need a defense. Yeah. But why do we have to pay for their vacation time? Why do we have to pay for their health care? Why do we have to pay for the retirement?
Comes at a price. A steep price.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Another way of... You know what? That's going to be too far outside the box for them. It will be.
Yeah. I mean, there's a certain degree of loss of control in that circumstance.
Well,
which some people don't like.
Okay. Okay. The other idea that's coming through here is to raise the TOT. Raise the TOT by like 3 or 4%. Money does not come out of my pocket, your pocket, Bob's pocket, anybody's pocket. It comes to people that are here.
Yep.
They don't know that we've raised it 3%, and then that extra few million dollars could go right into the public safety part of it.
Yeah. What tourist is going to say, well, I'm not going to go to Shasta County because their TOT is 3% higher than anywhere else?
No, because we've got a lower TOT. I mean, when you look at it, and we don't charge fees like a lot of places. We have a fee for staying at our place of $30. What's that? So now it's just added on to it.
Yeah.
And I think this is something, and maybe there's reasons that we don't want to do that. But I think that everything needs to be looked at.
Yep.
Because that's a way to raise several million dollars. Maybe looking at doing away with the public defender at the county is a way of getting rid of millions of dollars, you know, that we can free up. I mean, we're still going to have to pay lawyers, but at least we can free up down the road cost.
Any resources that we can reallocate to public safety is certainly a worthwhile endeavor. Something else that, you know, the Chamber of Commerce has been pushing for, you know, a number of years now, and I've talked about a number of times, is make our community business friendly. Open us up for business. And when you have more money coming into the community, the sales tax revenues will increase. The tax base will increase because there's more dollars coming through. Like I've said, 7.25% of $2,000 is a lot more money than 9.25% of $1,000. It just is. If there's more money here, we're going to have more sales, the revenue into our local systems to help public safety is going to increase. We've got to be a business-friendly city, and we're not there. Not even close.
What would you do immediately?
I would, for one, I think a couple different things. One, you got to look at what's your marketing campaign. Reading has an image problem, so we need to rebrand and work on the image. Two, get into our building departments and look at what is the complaints. People are afraid to complain because they don't want the retribution that comes down the pipe.
I've heard that for 8 years.
Yep, you got to fix that. Three, look at what assets the city has. What are performing and what are non-performing? If they're non-performing, what are we doing with them? The government shouldn't be owning property.
You know what? I never even mentioned that one, but that's come up before. Reading owns thousands of acres of land that we could be selling off.
Why? Yeah, develop it. What are we doing? You know, why is it just sitting there? It's not the property tax is not earning anything. It's not helping the betterment of our community. I understand open space. I understand parks. That's not what I'm talking about.
Because there's some, from what I understand, there's on the outskirts of town that could be sold. Yeah. At the same time, we're trying to build the inner city up of Reading, but brings people downtown, puts them into viable housing, and building up the city. And it just is so less expensive.
Well, and there's a lot of riverfront property that the city owns that could be developed.
I know of one piece right now.
Yeah, and you know what's being used for? Homeless camps and drug dealers.
That's exactly what it's being used for. Yeah. That's exactly what it is, because I know the people live next to it.
You want open space? Great. Well, go kick out.
You want to see somebody dressed like a clown wearing a bra on the outside of their clothes?
Yeah.
That's a guy.
With a needle in their arm.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's right.
How do people get a hold of you, Doug?
You can call our office, 243-6000. Email me, Doug at DouglasWrightLaw.com, or go to our website, DouglasWrightLaw.com.
More than a pretty face. Douglas Wright, attorney.
Face for radio.
Tomorrow, David Kehoe and Larry Lees will be on. Plenty of time for asking, you know, a lot of questions tomorrow. Hopefully there's going to be like an announcement. Maybe they've got that's going to be something good and positive. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Donald Trump Jr. has released an email chain that shows him discussing plans to hear some damaging information on Hillary Clinton.
The emails with music publicist Rob Goldstone show that Trump Jr. was told that the Russian government had information that could incriminate Clinton and her dealings with Russia. The president's son wrote back, "If it's what you say, I love it." In a statement, Trump Jr. says that he released the exchanges in order to be totally transparent. The White House says there was nothing inappropriate about Trump Jr.'s meeting last June with a Russian lawyer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president calls the...